Marwa, welcome to Spotlight. Welcome to Brittany.
Thank you so much, John. It's nice to meet you and have talk with
okay.
you.
So you're from Afghanistan?
Right, yeah.
And whereabouts? Kabul?
Yeah, I'm from Kabul, a very nice and old city. Nowadays, the Kabul doesn't have the picture that it had in the past because nowadays there's no girl on the streets with colorful clothes. If they were girls, they have to be with black, you
know. They're only allowed to wear black.
Yeah, and they have to cover their face. Like, the Kabul doesn't have their beautiful image that they had in the past.
So when you were a young girl, you were in Kabul, and you used to be able to wear what you wanted.
I was born in Kabul, and I grew up there, and I was like there for 20 years, and I always had the choice to wear what I wanted. I had my scarf, my beautiful and colorful dresses, but after the Taliban, I couldn't do anymore.
So can you tell us about your travel? How did you end up in Brittany?
Oh, that's a long journey. After the Taliban came, I had to flee the country and I escaped. I went to Pakistan. I waited there for almost three years. And it was a long journey like I faced. I had to go to Pakistan without family and like all alone, and came to France and end up with Brittany in a very beautiful and like with very kind people in a town of countryside of France that sometimes I feel lonely sometimes as a young, alone, like, lady. It was a very difficult journey since I started and, like, I end up here. But I think I will not stop here. I will continue strongly and, like, to work more and achieve my goals.
When you just said you had to leave Kabul, why did you have to leave?
Due to before the Taliban, I had a different image. I wanted to study, I wanted to play sport, I wanted to work as much as I wanted, you know. We had the programs, I implemented the peace building for paintings. Like, we had paintings on the walls and the peace and, like, different kind of image from the clothes, studies, Islam. We thought, like, we are free, we could go and study and play and sport, like. But after the Taliban, the trees and the problems that I faced, I had to, like, flee because I didn't have any more the image that they had. Like, I couldn't feel that I'm a human there. I couldn't have the control of my feelings, my emotions. Every day and night I was crying because I couldn't go to school. I couldn't go to out of house. Even if I wanted to go, I had family member, because I didn't have father. I didn't have my brother and myself, like, because they were on, like, busy, so I couldn't go out of house.
So at what age did you have to leave school?
It was I was 20 years old. So I graduated from school. When the Taliban came, I was studying in Institute of Computer Science. But, I got a scholarship. I awarded the scholarship of a full scholarship bachelor degree. And I was so happy that, you know, even I can transfer my degrees to Europe or another country so I can, like, pursue my higher education. But and I was playing football and I was engaging in different activities, like as a social activist. I went to in the demonstration for climate activists. I was so full of energy.
So what was your life like in Kabul? What were you allowed to do there before the Taliban arrived compared to your life after the Taliban?
It was completely 100% different. Like, before the Taliban, I was allowed to do most of the things that I wanted. Girls could even engage in breakdancing events, like in singing songs, in playing sports, any kind of a sport. Even in we had some provinces that we had engaged the girls in the sports and climate activities. Like, we had social activities. I could engage in different activities, like I am in the co-founder of Afghan Parkour Society.
Afghan?
Parkour Society.
Right, that's a French idea, I think, isn't it?
Parkour is based, like, established in French, founded by David. He is from France, so yeah,
okay.
It started from France.
And you played football?
Yeah, I played football, I played juggling, I can play juggling circus, so yeah. I did, like, many things. I can ride inline skating, skateboarding. Like, I was so active, so happy. And but after the Taliban, I was in prison. I couldn't go out of house. You know, it was like not house.
So what would happen? What would the Taliban do if they saw women playing football?
They are thinking that women should be a ghost, a robot. They shouldn't have phone in their hand. If they see a girl in a public place that they have phone in their hands, it happened a lot to my friends. And like when I was sitting on the front seat of the car with my brother, they asked me that, who are you? Who is he? You have to sit in the backside. You have to cover your face. Why you are sitting in front? So like, and like they are asking you as a woman to be just as a robot, not a human being. They are not like human. They are just taking you for the forced marriage, like as an animal. They will like just take you out of your house and like as a girl that. Like with animal behavior, they don't think that you're a human.
How, from your point of view, can you recognize the Taliban? Are they all in uniform? Do they all look similar? Or are you in doubt? If imagine you're in Afghanistan, back in Kabul now, would you be able to identify who are members of the Taliban? Or would it be difficult?
Sure, they are different from the other people who are from Afghanistan. It's very clear that the Taliban are from not Afghanistan. They are from Pakistan. They are not Afghan people. They are Pakistani people who came and want to take the government.
But would they wear different uniform, different clothes?
They have different kind of clothes. Different. They have different kind of faces. Long dresses, long
beards,
like they are so dangerous looking.
Do you want to pause for a moment and we can...
No, they are like not human being. When you face them, they treat you like an animal.
Moving to a slightly happier topic now. You arrived in Brittany. How have the people here accepted you? Have they been kind or cold?
The people are different, like, they are so kind, they are hospitable, like, treat you, like, as a human being, like, whatever you want, they respect you, like, if you wear a scarf, if you don't wear a scarf, if you have hijab or not have hijab, or whatever the, or sexy clothes, or whatever the you wear, or what you wear, whatever the you do, like, in playing sports, or, like, or dancing, or even they value your value, they are very kind and they treat you like you are from them, you're part of them, and they welcome you like you are from a war zone and you are a person that deserve more kindness. So since I arrived, the people that I face, they are mostly like acting me like so kind, so sweetheart, and like I really love them from my deep of my heart.
Okay. When you first arrived in France, though, you were in Paris. Yeah. So, and now you're in Brittany. So, was it your choice to leave Paris and come here, or were you asked to relocate?
Actually, it was not my choice. I asked the government to have my give me accommodation. So the government of the France helped me and give me accommodation to the Brittany.
Okay, so when you were in Paris or near Paris, you were in a refugee camp, maybe that wasn't particularly comfortable, that was too crowded, perhaps?
Not in Paris, but when I went to Saint-Berieu, or like it was before I came here, I was in refugee camp where it was like from different people from different countries. All people came from different countries illegally without any documents. I was the only one that I had the documents and like passport and visa. And I was like crying all the time that why I have documents and I am the same situation that they are. And like, why I shouldn't be in a school? I want to study. I want to play sport. Why they don't let me? And then they said that, no, it's like temporary. It takes like time. But it was not like through my time for me. I stayed there for a few days, for about 10 days, and then they moved me in here. So they said, like, it's just for short time, and, like, it's not for long time, just don't worry, it's all the same for refugees.
What would your long-term goal be? What would you hope to do? Would you hope one day to go back to Afghanistan or to stay in Europe and pursue your career here, to finish your studies here, perhaps?
First, I want to get my bachelor degree and master degree in here and pursue my higher education. And
in what subject?
I really love international communications. So I hope, like, one day I really love to be the ambassador of Afghanistan in France.
Okay, why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, so I would...
So language is then very important for you?
Yeah,
what languages do you speak at the moment?
I speak Dari, which is my own language, my mother tongue language. Like, I speak English, a little bit Pashto, and French, and a little bit Persian, which is Farsi, like Iran language. Yeah, a little bit Urdu, because I stayed in Pakistan, so I learned. Yeah.
How long were you in Pakistan?
I was about almost 3.5 years.
Three and a half?
Yeah, two.
2.5 years.
Yeah.
Okay. But and were you allowed to play football?
I engaged in programs of playing football for, there was for, what, for Afghan girls. So I engaged with them. We were a team of Afghan girls who played. And I ran the, I implemented hiking a program for Afghan girls refugee with EPS. So at EPS, we could have another parkour program for Afghan refugee girls in the air. So the girls were so happy, like, giving the feedback as with, like, so much positive energy that, oh, Marwa, like, oh. This initiative was, like, for us, was taking us from home with, we were depressed at home, and with no clear future, because Afghan refugee, whether it's in Iran or Pakistan, they don't have access to any opportunity, like educational or job opportunity. And they were so happy and said, like, they appreciated the hiking and parkour and football programs a lot, because they said we could have opportunity to take out of house, and we were so happy to have some gatherings and talks.
Yeah. You say there wouldn't be opportunities, though, for education, etc. in Pakistan. Is that because it's a poor country or because it's very strict?
It doesn't matter which country it is, like Iran or Afghanistan or Pakistan. We Afghan girls have limited access to education. In Iran, I have, like, have lots of friends, Afghan girls there, and they talk with me like, we cannot go to university, schools, and the same like Pakistan. They treat you whenever they understand, like, you are an Afghan person, whether you are a man or woman, they will treat you differently. And, like, you cannot go to a Pakistani school as an Afghan woman girl, like, to study or to play sport. If it's a little bit complicated, different limited access for women.
It sounds complicated. It's also ironic, isn't it? In that your life was more free in Pakistan than in Afghanistan because of Pakistani Taliban.
But yeah.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you, Moa. Thank you very much, and we all wish you the best.
Thank you so much for giving me the chance and talking about Afghan girls' situation. Because nowadays, from my community that I'm engaging with them, like playing parkour online, so they are talking with me, like, they are saying most of the things that their family want them to marry by force. They ask me, Marwa, do you know, like, if any educational opportunity in the France or any other country so we can get out of this hell, we are tired of it here. They cry, and, like, every day and night, and, like, they tell me that they are so motivated, but they just don't have opportunity. And if in other countries the women or children kill by war, but in Afghanistan they kill mentally.
That sounds a very cruel society.
And it is a good opportunity to now to talk about their situation.
Well, thank you
thank
very
you
much.
Thank you that all the world know. And, like, I really want to ask and use this opportunity from the world to take action. Just even for a minute, take a very small action. It doesn't matter what you will do. Just support a refugee or support, like help them for Afghan girls. There are different kind of like organizations, so you can go ahead and like support Afghan girls through any opportunity that you can. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for all of your kindness and human being.
Thank you very much.